Hello, hello, hello. This is Kim. Oh, excuse that really scary sound. I just hit something on the thing. Okay. This is Kim, and welcome back to Post Adolescence Glow. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Freeform Radio, and it's kind of a sad, gloomy day, but you know, we're here. Today we have Eliza Howells, who is a master's music student at Tufts, which is very exciting. I personally love having some Tufts music representation. And yeah, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Eliza. Thank you for having me. I'm a master's student studying composition in the music department here. I'm graduating in May, which is very sad. The 2 years of the master's program definitely goes by fast. But I'm so happy to be here.
Yay, I'm so excited. Okay, Eliza has a ukulele that she's going to start with. Let's get it going.
All right. So this first song is an original song. It's called Circles.
Silence for a couple of days. I think I've been a little bit too stuck in my ways. Somewhere I can hear the notes from somebody's life. I wish that I could see the world through somebody's eyes. I've tried and tried. Oh, I've tried and tried. We go in circles from the mountains to the sea. Rain down on water like you're staring at a screen. And we go in circles until I see you in me. Talking round the table and the sun's going down. A smile on my face to say I'm talks the way I wished I did when I was 16. I thought that I was her till I woke up from a dream. I've tried and tried. Oh, I've tried. We go in circles from the mountains to the sea. We rain down on water like you're staring.
Was that an original?
Yeah.
I love it. When did you like learn ukulele and stuff?
I kind of started learning when I was in high school, maybe like a freshman in high school, because my parents got my siblings and I these little ukuleles mm-hmm. for Christmas. That's and cute. So I just taught myself a few chords. Yeah. I'm definitely not a virtuoso, but.
You know, ukulele, yeah, ukulele is fun. I played ukulele in like sixth grade before I started playing guitar.
Oh.
It was a good little like, you know, preparation
yeah.
for the beast that is guitar. But yeah, ukulele is really fun. I like
Definitely.
It. It sounds so like islandy and peaceful.
Yeah.
So you're like a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to give us some background on like when you started singing, what your like vocalist journey has been?
Yeah. Well, I guess as a kid, I did a lot of like local theater stuff, and I started out, I was a piano kid first, and then a band kid for like middle school, and then I switched to chorus in high school. So I did a lot of choir and a cappella, and then I decided to study classical voice in my undergrad, and I've loved getting to study that, and then also kind of bring, I guess what I learned in those lessons into pop singing and songwriting and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Cute. I love it. Okay. I'll do it in a sec. So how about you play one more ukulele song,
And
then we will get the piano set up. I don't know if you have more ukulele songs than that.
I have a couple more.
Okay.
You do like two more.
Perfect. Okay? Yeah. Do you want to, how about, yeah, play one more and then like we can kind of have you guys chat and we'll set up while you're chatting and then you can play another and then we'll.
I can take over the helm.
Yeah. Okay.
While you make the magic happen.
Go ahead with your next song.
Okay. All right. So this next song, it's called The Bells, or just Bells. It was part of my master's thesis, but this is the ukulele version.
Sounding by name, something familiar I don't recognize anymore. I don't remember the way I found myself here, but I stay. It's the farthest place I've ever been from home. Sunshine in springtime when it's not like I planned it. I don't understand it. It's burning, it's ringing the by sound and by name, something familiar I don't recognize anymore. I can't remember the way I found myself here, but I stay. It's the farthest place I've ever been from. Like I planned it, I don't.
was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. So you mentioned your master, your thesis for your master's, and you said that this song was a part of that.
Yes.
So I'm curious if you, while we're doing this little tech switcheroo to get the keyboard going, if you tell us a little bit about what your thesis was and what you were researching or thinking about or creating.
Yeah, totally. So for the composition master's, you basically just compose kind of an extensive piece and then you write a short paper about it. So cool. For my piece, yeah, I wanted it to be kind of a culmination of my musical interests. So to have the kind of pop folk songwriting element with sort of a classical instrumentation. So beautiful. I ended up writing 5 songs. Most of them were written like on the ukulele or on the piano. And then I kind of arranged them for 2 flutes and violin.
Beautiful.
It was really cool. And it was really cool to get to like work with the instrumentalists and everything. Mm-hmm. And
cool. So did you record them with like violinists and flautists and whatnot? Or is that something you're thinking about at all?
We performed it in kind of a recital setting. And
okay, I think that was what I heard about.
Yeah. it was really fun. There is a recording of that, but it would be really cool to kind of like get in a studio and put that together. But
well, yeah. The space is open for you. So
thank you.
That's what we're here for. That's awesome. Yes. And so, was there like a specific message that came with your thesis or something that like inspired you? I know you kind of are looking to do things, and something you mentioned like in your show form is like wanting to talk about like kind of overlaying different genres and interdisciplinary with different musical approaches. Like I know you were thinking about that, but was that kind of your focus or were there other things that you had your mind on?
Yeah, I think that was definitely the focus for kind of the format of the thesis for sure. The like lyrical content,
right,
was it was inspired by my summer post-grad from undergrad,
mm-hmm,
where it was kind of this transition period, and my undergrad choir actually went to Italy for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Where did you go in Italy?
We went to, it was in Tuscany. It was like this small farm town. It was really,
that's awesome.
Yeah. It was like, we were so lucky. But we went there and it was like this place I had never been. And kind of in this transition period after college. And so the songs are kind of about experiencing that external change in the new place and everything, but also the internal change. And
yeah. Well, it's an exciting time, and I'm definitely like a few weeks away from finishing my undergrad.
Oh my gosh.
So I love to hear about some of the magical moments, and like so many of us are so inclined to like dive into a backbreaking job like right after you graduate, and it feels really scary to decide to not do that.
Right, yeah.
But I think that like it's helpful for me to hear kind of what you're saying, like giving that time for yourself is really important during that transition, you know.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. This is not about me. It's about you. But, well, that's awesome. And I feel like I haven't really ever had the opportunity to talk to someone who, like, had did a project that was as in-depth as a thesis, but in the realm of music. Like, I feel like I interact with so many people doing, like, academic theses, but, like, I love to hear that you had the opportunity to really have a project where you could kind of, like, explore and invest in something like that. Sounds really cool.
Right, yeah. I was super lucky, for sure.
So we got the keyboard going.
Yes.
Do you mind playing it? Are you doing ukulele still?
Oh.
Or what? I mean, there's no pressure either way, but if you could just tap the keys, see if we get some sound. We got it? Okay. Dope.
Okay, cool. So I'll do like one more ukulele and then switch?
Sure. Yeah. There's no pressure. Whatever you're feeling.
Okay. Cool. I'll do another ukulele one. This one, yeah, it's called See You There. I wrote it actually in high school, but I keep revisiting it. It was based off of a poem that I read. Long story short, like, it was about this place where there was this beautiful lake and just talking about the scenery, and then I got to go visit it, and it was exactly the same as the poem, which was written, like, over 50 years ago at least, so it was really cool to see
That's really exciting. Yeah. Reminds us like some of the things that always remain even as we change, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well. Cool.
So this is called See You There.
Love that.
Thank you.
I think that there's something really special about just the voice and the ukulele together, because I think that, like, as much as I love to hear like singers and big bands, lots of instruments, I love to just kind of hear those two sounds compartmentalized together. I feel like it really just supports the weight of your voice with kind of the more airy and lighter tones of the ukulele. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Do you is the keyboard not working? Oh, are you don't I'm I feel like we should move to keys, low key.
Yeah.
Given the time we have, is that good for you, my friend?
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Perfect. Okay, we're getting her all set up right now. Miss Keyboard. It's always the hardest part of tech of any show, so I promise it's a regular thing.
Well, thank you so much for again having me and for doing this.
Of course, we're so happy to have you. I think that it's really unique. We've never had a master's student working at Tufts play with us before, and I have been really excited to hear your stuff and hear your singing. We
thank
need
you.
The keep. Yeah, thanks, Alec. Oh, Alec, I don't think can even hear what I'm saying, so I'm talking to you.
Thank you.
Telepathically. Telepathy. I don't know. Is that what that is? Okay. Well, have to like Google telekinesis or telepathy. I don't actually know what the difference is. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear some cues. I'm thinking maybe we'll have you play a song or two and then talk a little bit more about the writing, maybe more specifically with the keys.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That sounds good.
Also, do you want to like click a few keys and see if you can hear it okay in your headphones? Let me know if it should be louder, or if you want your vocals louder, let me know.
Yeah, I think this is a good volume. Good. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, the song is, it's actually, it's going to come out as a single on May 3rd.
Oh, congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's it was produced with my friend Abe, who goes by Folk Logic. And but this is going to be the more subdued acoustic version. But
well, we're excited for the sneak peek. Cool. I love that.
Thanks. All right. This song is called Nightlife. There's a sound. I can hear it, a knock on the door. Through the wall with the hole that they bore to see.
Beautiful. I loved just kind of the uplifting, and like it almost felt like there was like an upward kind of progression that was felt with the melody. It was very pretty. I really liked
it.
Nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So when you wrote that song, like what was that process like for you?
I wrote it when I was in New Hampshire with my family over last summer. I guess the process can kind of vary. Like this one,
Absolutely. It
kind of like came up just like as an idea in my head. Like I wasn't like sitting at a piano, like
just
figuring things out.
Just get a little thing going.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like the rhythm of like when I wake up to my da da.
Yeah. Like, I love that. Because like I've definitely like I'm in the phase of like being a really baby songwriter of like, I totally have those like little intuitions. Like for me, it's always right when I'm falling asleep at night. My brain wants to create things and I'm like, girl, go to bed. Like right now, really.
Right.
But like being able to have kind of like the musical fluency to then take that and really like render it and make it feel like what you want it to be and what you were imagining is very cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I love to see like people studying music and then kind of having some of the same ideas as me, and but really being able to like charge forth with that and make it into something really beautiful. So
nice.
I love that.
Thank you.
So is this, do you have other released music? I feel like I should know the answer to this question. I feel guilty for that. But is this your first single or what?
This is I mean it's my first kind of like real like single that we're kind of like putting a lot of effort into, but there have been like things that I've worked on for like for my application to Tufts, I recorded a bunch of demos and stuff, so those are on Spotify, and then there's actually a recording of the Circles song that I sang earlier that I performed in Distler. And so that live recording is on Spotify too.
That's beautiful. I love that. Well, is your name just Eliza Howell? Is it Howell? Is that how the last name? Or is it Howell?
Howells, yeah.
I was like, I'm really unsure about that.
No, it's okay.
Well, everyone who's listening right now, please go ahead and check out Eliza Howell's Spotify. And what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram, it's just at Eliza Howells.
Okay, awesome. Well, she's tagged on our Instagram account. And if you're not following Post Adolescence Glow, I mean, you're probably not listening to this show. Otherwise, how would you know this was happening? but following our show and paying attention to what artists we're hosting is just, it's probably the most important part of what we do and getting people to really listen, and why I want to share this space with as many different types of people as we can, you know? But please let us know when you release that and we'll happily promote it for you and whatnot.
Thank you.
I think that's really important for us all to kind of try and uplift each other and have this thing that's like no barriers to entry, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I love to see like a Tufts kid in here too, because we have a lot of Berklee kids cycle through here, and I've really been trying to prioritize having more Tufts groups just because this is a Tufts campus space, you know?
Right, yeah.
But let's see. I'd love to hear a couple more songs from you. And maybe, I don't know if you have anything coming up you'd like to talk about, but just plant the seed.
Okay, yeah.
We keep chatting.
I'll be thinking.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. All right. This next song, this song is called Saturday, and it is on the EP of demos that I have on Spotify that I used to apply to Tufts.
Dark and the air was so cold.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You sing with such clarity. Like, your voice sounds so just, like, healthy and, like, you're, like, nice, you know?
Thank you.
We, like, we don't have, like, any fancy stuff going on back here with the, like, altering your voice because it just sounds so good on its own.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So nice. I was like, I just have to say that. But I would like to talk less and hear more music.
Okay,
so I think
cool.
I'm going to be quiet now. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, this is... this one is called Blame It on the Wine.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank
That's
you.
What I say after every song you play. So I'm like, oh. We're just going to get your mic adjusted.
Thank you.
I was like, it's way down low there. Oh sorry.
No, it's okay. One time I was at work, I was singing a gig, and the mic just kept slipping, and I ended up like,
you're like
hunched over.
Yeah,
yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah, I had kind of a hard time with that the last time I played on the radio show.
Oh.
Turns out you cannot turn your head away from the mic to look at your fingers when you play the guitar.
Oh.
That's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
Think about that.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the basic thing you'd think that I would know, but it's definitely like, it's funny because only like our listeners, they can just hear the beautiful music, but it's like we can see everything that's going on back here, which is always very interesting. It's definitely not all perfect.
Right.
We're able to hide a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That way.
Behind the scenes.
Well, I'm thinking we have time for like two more songs.
Yeah,
if that's
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, lovely. And then we can chat a little bit more about, right when we finish up.
Okay, cool, thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right. This song is called Fear the Worst.
Been waiting too long for an answer. I know never had to stand by for you before. Never sat around waiting by the phone. Never stood in a line to get you close. When you have time to lay the expectation down, you can get used to knowing somebody's around. But if the world stopped spinning, I'd still know. And I don't think I know you anymore. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. Is it out of sight, out of mind? Have you been playing me this whole time? I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. You're showing me what I wanna see. Whenever we speak, it's short and sweet. You say that you're talking about me and how long we've been so happy. I know your friends, but I don't think I know them all. You know the names you should leave out whenever you call. The calls are getting less frequent, you're getting more distant. I'm starting to think you forgot about me. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. Is it out of sight, out of mind? Have you been playing me this whole time? I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. And who's this reaching?
That was my favorite one so far.
Ooh.
I love that one.
Thanks.
I love how you get up high too during the melody. I feel like it sounds very cathartic.
It is.
To hear you sing it. You
oh,
know.
Thank you.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what that song was about? Just before we wrap up, if you want to, or like I'm kind of curious like what your inspirations are. I think that's my question actually.
Yeah. I think like a lot of people who write songs, it's like things that make me feel strongly in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love getting to figure out how to kind of convey that in the music aspect as well. So like for that one, I was like feeling very like questioning someone and like that sort of thing. And so there's this like, and like, and then it kind of builds when it's the more like intense emotion is kind of being talked about. But.
No, I loved that because I think like having like the distinct kind of sound that comes just like right from the get-go really does pull you in. And then you're in like the bigger, more like the grandeur of the melody and it feels good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that. Okay, well, I'm thinking we should just do one more song since it's 12:50.
Okay, yeah, of course.
I'm sorry about the timing.
Oh my gosh,
it's just been
no.
a bit of a hectic morning.
Oh my gosh. No, that's okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'll let you get into it.
Okay, cool. All right. So this song is called Little Girl, and I always introduce it by saying this is a letter to my younger self, but my younger self from like a few months ago. So
what's that?
So here we go. You don't have to do it all.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. That was such a great last song.
Oh, thank you.
It was such a pleasure having you today. Yeah, is there anything else, any parting words we have?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all. My song Nightlife will be coming out on May 3rd.
May 3rd, right.
So, yeah.
Make sure you guys listen to her new single. That's so exciting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. And also, if you're around, pop out to the Opera Ensemble performance in a couple weeks.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have a date for that?
Yes. It's the... Ooh. I always forget if it's the 25th and 26th. I think it's the Thursday and Friday of the last week of April.
All right. Good to know.
So, yeah.
Good to know. Well, thank you so much. Everybody give Eliza Howells a follow on Instagram. We've just tagged her in our bio. There's an S at the end.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Howells, not Howell. Well, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Oh, I had never said this, but this is 91.5. Oh, Kim did say it. Okay, well, I'll say it again. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform Radio. This is Post Adolescence Glowed out of Tufts University. My name's Amelia. I'm so excited to be here today. And thank you so much, Eliza. Up next, we have Sunny Days playing. They're going to be opening Spring Fling next weekend, so we're super excited to have them and hear from them. So stay tuned here for that, and thanks to everybody who's been listening so far. Happy Friday. Chloe, I'm gonna hand it on over to you for a couple PSAs. Thanks.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter, just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. And if you... love music festivals, but you can't make it to Coachella this year, get ready for Bo-cella, a Tufts music festival. It's Saturday, April 13th, tomorrow at 1 p.m. on the Academic Quad. There's going to be some amazing artists, Quinn Kessel, Citric, that has Kim in it, and they played, I think, 2 weeks ago or last week, Good News, Kenya, and Foodie's Kitchen / Huh?, and there will be student arts and crafts. So pull up to Bo-cella. That's the second PSA. And yeah, cool. We'll be playing some music and then Sunny Days will be up soon. Thank you for listening.
Stop.